Dictation for Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, Jackson, February 1663. Address as a letter to Dr. Eisenman, E-I-S-E-N-M-A-N-N, 775-4682. Dear Dr. Eisenman, teleconference for Mr. Jackson. The video abilities did not work. We end up doing a phone visit. Follow-up for renal transplant, progressive renal failure, facing dialysis in the future, last visit in March. Sudden drop of hearing on the left side about 2 weeks ago. No associated upper respiratory symptoms or skin rash, no fever, no headaches, no tinnitus. Prior coronavirus back in February, no rash. He's been treated also recently for sounds like an abscess on the left thigh and right calf. He's received antibiotics 3 times a day, doesn't remember the name for about 10 days, completed antibiotics, the abscess already healed. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no kidney transplant tenderness, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, presently no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. For transplant, remains on prednisone, Tacro, and Myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C. Blood pressure, Norvasc, Bisoprolol. Phosphorus binders, bicarbonate replacement, short long-acting insulin, cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, weight at home, 158. Similar to the last visit, blood pressure, 150-272. He is alert, oriented type 3, good historian, no speech problems, no respiratory distress. He has a fistula on the left side. He still can feel the bruit. No Stilling syndrome. Next paragraph, chemistries, May, progressive renal failure, creatinine presently up to 4.2, which represents a GFR 14, that will be a stage 5. Normal sodium potassium, there is metabolic acidosis 18 with high chloride 111. There is a low albumin, 3.4, corrected calcium in the low side, phosphorus elevated 6.5, anemia 9.7. A normal white blood cell platelets. He just received RNS a few weeks ago. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, disease, donor renal transplant, 2011. Next number, progressive renal failure, presently stage 5. We start dialysis based on symptoms. He has an AV fistula. I'm asking him to stop by to the dialysis unit on the next few days to make sure that remains open and ready to be used. We start dialysis based on uremic symptoms, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload, which is not his case. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppressants, continue present treatment. He needs to do Tacro levels in a monthly basis at least. Next number, hypertension, predominant systolic. Continue to monitor and adjust medications. Next number, elevated phosphorus, discuss diet and continue binders. Next number, metabolic acidosis, continue replacement. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, update PTH. Next number, anemia on EPO treatment, update iron studies and replace as needed. Next number, sounds like abscess, lower extremities as indicated above with exposure to antibiotics, improve. Next number, sudden loss of hearing on the left side. Etiology to be determined. I would like to know what antibiotic he was exposed. He's supposed to see the ear specialist. Next paragraph, we will do chemistry in a regular basis. He needs to follow with university for preparing for a potential next transplant. He understands that the different options, including home peritoneal dialysis, home hemo, and in-center hemo. We'll see him back on the next month, end of dictation.